This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 1:37. You're listening to The Shaletta Show. I'm your host, Shaletta Brundage. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock. And I have been waiting all week to talk to these two. M and Mike from City Pages are here. Haven't seen you guys since last year. We're chatting about the best of the Twin Cities 2020 edition. Thank y'all for being on the show.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Of course, thank you.
Well, you know, you see your girl on the come up. You remember last year we just had to do the little podcast. Now we got a real show, like a show. What?
For real.
We went a little baby studio off to the side, like we were just looking in the big studio. Now we get to sit at the grown-up table. What?
Does that mean that are the stakes higher? Do we have to be better as guests?
Please. You know, please. Please, fool around with y'all last year. I almost didn't make it to the grown-up table. I'm going to need y'all to bring your A game today, okay? Girl, y'all got everything on here from best place to take your boring friend to best album cover to best pro wrestler. Who's putting this list together?
Oh, I think best pro wrestler was a new one for us this year, right, Mike?
Yes, yeah. Probably one we could have done before, but definitely became necessary now. But, I mean, the answer of who puts it together is secret, but us and other people who know their way around the Twin Cities. And also, obviously what we need is a very broad base of knowledge to try to, I mean, like you listed off a few. There are hundreds. So, and there are things that if you bring them up on the air, I'm going to say, I have no idea because it's not something that I know, but we know people who do. So it's a combination of, staff and very smart people who know their way around the Twin Cities.
And the list is so diverse. We've got arts and culture, we've got life, we've got food and drink, we've got music. I mean, you guys are touching on some of everything.
Yeah, we like to try to. I mean, this is the stuff that we're covering in our day-to-day and week-to-week lives anyway, and we just want to give everyone a shout-out. You know, it's a tough year. These are really stressful times. It's nice to celebrate something for a minute.
And, you know, Mike, that's what I was thinking, too. It's like for creatives, this has just been a tough year. You know, if you're an artist, you haven't been able to perform. If you're an actress, you haven't been able to get up on stage. If you're a television or news person, all the stories are Debbie Damn Downers. Mm-hmm. And so to have this shout out from our local City Pages, it really means a lot to folks.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, yeah, we noticed that too, because everyone's trying to do, you have comedians, and musicians and people who are trying to do streaming and stuff, like it's me in my, you know, backyard or whatever. And obviously that's not the same for them. It's not the same for us. So I think, for me, some part of the best of issue this year is sort of aspirational. we know that you are great. And in some way, it's kind of a thing, like, we miss you. You know, we miss you, mm-hmm. in kind of your real form. So hang in there and come back as soon as you can.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Em?
I totally agree. I mean, we decided as a staff this year that for the first time, at least since I've been at City Pages, we were going to give out awards to places that have closed over the last couple months, because these are places that we loved and places that deserve recognition, but also places that, like, just because of the times that we're in, weren't able to make it, like, might still be around if it wasn't for the fact that we're navigating both a pandemic and a global uprising. Like, it seems like it was worth recognizing some of those places. And it was kind of, like, nostalgic and like, a little sad to look back and think about the things that we loved and the things that we might never get to experience again.
Did you all think that COVID was going to stop the list from coming out? Because I did. I thought, okay, we're not going to be able to do this list because of COVID, because there's albums that were supposed to come out that didn't. There's, you know, shows that were scheduled to you know, happen that weren't able to take place. You know, news folks lost their jobs. Folks were laid off. You know, they can't possibly do best of because ain't nothing to be best about.
Right. And we definitely did consider that. I mean, we put out a joke best of issue in April around when this issue would have come out, where we just, like, talked about pandemic things. We were like, best canned food, best room of the house. Because we were like, look, this might be forever. And you know, it is. It's still ongoing. But I think things have sort of opened up enough that we were able to do it. And to recognize some of the things, you know, we look back kind of on the past year in giving out these awards, and it felt bad to not do it and recognize the last year of good stuff that went on. I don't know, Mike, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, if you, I think if you deserved one, it would almost be doubly cruel for us to be like, well, why do it now? Because, like, those people are suffering in a way that they, in a normal year, we'd be hoping that they're thriving, you know, professionally or whatever. Instead, this year, this might be all they get, you know, like, in terms of a good recognition. A lot of these, especially, you know, businesses, small businesses, entrepreneurs, people who work in restaurants, they might not be in business or making money or getting the day-to-day affirmation that they would normally get. So if this means something to them, I think that's a good thing for us to do.
And I'm going to tell you what it does. Is it lifts the spirits of the creatives, of the restaurant owners, of the songwriters. Because the day that it comes out, and I know you guys are tuned into social media, everyone who got an award was like tagging it and linking it and you know, letting everybody know. And folks who have friends who got, you know, the Mary Boo got best songwriter and best vocalist. And, you know, all those folks, their friends were tagging them and letting them know. And it was just like a great day. And I don't know if you guys picked up on it, but friends were tagging them and letting them know. And it was just like a great day. And I don't know if you guys picked up on it, but when I was looking at it, it was just like a great day to celebrate, to come together on social media where we see so much negative stuff and so much bad stuff and folks are cussing and putting each other down. Somebody just called me a bitch today on social media in my face on my timeline. I was like, what the hell did I just, I paid that Wi-Fi bill. You don't get to call me a bitch on my Wi-Fi bill. You know, it was just a great, you know, it was just a great couple of days to see that positivity, those positive threads, those accolades and that love. I don't know. Did you guys pick up on that and feel that?
Yeah, I think we definitely do. I mean, like everyone else, we're just spending our whole lives on Twitter kind of doom scrolling now. And get out of that for a second.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's, if anything, this experience might make me think that in other years, we might take best of for granted because I think people are always happy. But in this year, like, when's the last time that something made you happy? you know, it could have been weeks in some cases. So to see people celebrating that they got one, and to see a lot of them kind of saying, that it means something to them, again, like they, a lot of these, especially people like you're talking about, Shaletta, creative people, they don't really get to do what they're supposed to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So to get this is kind of a reminder of, I hope, a small reminder of why they do it.
And you know what? It calls us to go Google, go figure out who these folks are. Who's that songwriter? Who's that vocalist? Who's that live artist? Wait, I never heard of that album. Let me download some of the songs. You know, it sends traffic. It sends people. It sends eyes and ears over to their way. And guess what that does? That puts money in their pockets.
I hope so. We know everyone needs it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I also think that people are who are not laid off right now are very aware that there are people who are struggling, and they know that they should do something financially to, you know, find a way to kind of support and keep those people afloat. So if this does anything towards sending people in that direction, I mean, I don't think we made it explicit, but the goal here is do something that helps those people. You know, mm-hmm. like if we say someone deserves something, find a way to keep them going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially with the restaurants and the musicians and the artists who are on the mm-hmm. list. Okay, now we got to take a quick break. I don't want you guys to leave. Stay with me because we're going to go over some of the winners. And I'm not going to even bring up the fact that I'm in two categories at one. I'm going to let y'all do it. It's the Shaletta Show right here on WCCO Radio. We'll be right back. It's their best of Twin Cities 2020. Talking to Em and Mike from City Pages. All right, best TV station
is TPT.
You got it, Mike.
TPT. They do Almanac. They do so much great programming over there. And I'm not even going to say that I know Kathy Werzer and Eric Escala and Brendan Hennehan and Carrie Kennedy and all those people put in hundreds, Mary LaHama, of man hours to create great programming, David Gillette. But I really believe that the 90 seconds that I do once a month on Almanac when I do the monologues, I think that's what put them over the top. I really do. I think my monologue is what did the 90 seconds once a month. Bam. That did it right there.
That's it. That's what
and we had to restrain ourselves from writing that. We had to acknowledge the other program.
You're making me pee on myself. Stop.
No, but I mean, that's an example of, I mean, just Almanac itself. If that was all that TPT did regularly, that is a great yeah. locally produced show, and I think that people, I haven't lived in enough other cities, but I think people kind of take for granted that that exists in the Twin Cities, but Almanac is far from the only
totally.
Thing. I mean, they produce independent documentaries, they put on great programming. It's not something where they're taking national public TV and putting it on and, like, just giving it to you. They make their own programming, and it is consistently great. If there was a Shaletta channel, that could be running. but that they have you, I mean, even that they have you on doing those monologues, that's a very cool thing for local public TV, which I normally assume is going to be pretty boring.
And you all picked Angela Davis, best radio personality over at Minnesota Public Radio, Em.
We did, yeah. I think, I mean, Mike, did you write that one? I'm trying to remember who did.
We don't acknowledge who writes them. I'm aware of that one. I think what we put in there was something to the effect of, I think we can say that we're not even on that station, so screw it. Let's just say Minnesota Public Radio is historically extremely white, you know, and like kind of the whitest Minnesota version that people are familiar with. I mean, like, who's their all-time figure is Garrison Keillor. So to have someone like Angela
right.
Davis come on and be doing hours of programming
mm-hmm.
is a great and necessary change for them, which I suspect people they're new. But to have that now in a year like this or in a time like this in the Twin Cities, where she can have two or three guests on where everyone on air is black, that mm-hmm. is not what you think of as public radio in Minnesota, right? But she's great at it.
And some of the others, you've got to talk about Best Wrestler. I mean, that one got me.
That's Devin Monroe, right?
Yes, that's Devin Monroe.
Yes.
We are obsessed with Devin Monroe.
Okay, y'all got me obsessed with Devin Monroe. Okay, I'm going to just say. Everybody is Googling and trying to figure out who this dude is. Now we're all following him, and, you know, he's my screensaver.
So something that I truly miss in these pandemic times is going to live wrestling shows in the Twin Cities. And anytime you have a chance to see Devin Monroe, you got to go.
Is he that great, girl? Is he that much fun? Is he that cool?
100%, yes. Just like, I think something, and, you know, this is sort of the same thing that Mike was getting at, where we like a person who is doing something different and turns the sort of world that they're in on its head. And Devin Monroe does that. Wrestling doesn't necessarily have the greatest track record or history when it comes to LGBTQ representation. And then you have Devin, who's just like unabashedly queer and super cool and just like twerking on their opponents. We love to see it.
Oh, my God. And we love this list. You guys put it out every year. Thank you so much for not allowing COVID-19 to cancel it. It's been so much fun all week sharing it and tagging it and reading it and looking folks up and downloading new music and putting new restaurants on the list. Y'all, we love y'all. We just love the work that y'all are doing over at City Pages. And, you know, you guys put out the best of list to encourage us. And I just want to let you know that we love you guys. We appreciate everything you're doing. Y'all know me. I'm always spamming y'all with stories. Hey, we over here doing this. It's black people over here. Get over here. So thank y'all for covering not just the stories that are fun, but the stuff that matters. And, you know, just to hear you all talk about the importance of representation and diversity, especially after the death of George Floyd. We needed something in the Twin Cities to lift us up. And the 2020 Best of the Twin Cities City Pages did just that.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. We're happy to do it.
Okay, and now, did y'all do some research? Because I have to know if my baby, Daniel, my 5-year-old child, who made the list for best viral moment when he was singing Old Town Road, is he the youngest person ever to make the list? I just need to know. So when I'm in the Hy-Vee talking to my neighbors, I'll know the proper way to brag and throw it in their faces.
I'm gonna guess yes. Because, okay. And the reason why is because we don't want anyone under, I'm gonna say 20, to even read City Pages. So we should never have mentioned someone that is. I hope when he's an adult, you can show him.
Well, you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for being on the Shaletta Show. And maybe next time I'll be the morning show host. Who knows? The sky's the limit over here at the Good Neighbor Station.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? Y'all probably going to get me laid off. Never mind. I'll just pack my bags and head over to City Pages. All right, Em and Mike with City Pages. You guys have a great weekend. We love you.
Yeah, you too.
Right, thank you.
All right. And thank you guys for sticking around and hanging out with me. I'll see you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.